We do appreciate being here tonight. Pray that we'll just do that Lord have us to do. And like I told Daddy, I said earlier in the day, I said, it's supposed to have been kind of rough. I guess it might have did in places. But before Randy even called us, sitting there thinking, I thought, well, I said, it might be kind of rough out there come that time. I said, Randy driving all the way. I said, might order just call Daddy and tell him. I said, we might order just cancel service, and that way he won't have to drive all the way up. Never did call him, but then Randy texted me, and I said, now I know why he's probably having that thought. But we'd like to just do the best we can. Give you this little thought that we got, I reckon. But Ephesians chapter 4, we're going to read there here in just a second. While you're turning, I'm going to read this portion of this old song from years ago. I'm going to think it was the Kingsmen might have sang it, but this one verse, it said, think back to the time when Jesus saved your soul. Remember the joy when you gave him full control. If time has removed the joy that you knew then, he's calling you back to the place you began. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 and 27, we're reading. It says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. And I guess that second verse, neither give place to the devil, is kind of what we're going to hang around, I reckon you can say. But the thought really comes from me and talking with Johnny Beeson one time. And he said this fella had a pecan tree in his yard. He said it was just full down at the bottom there. And the guy told him, say, hey, come get all you want. He said he ran over. He said, there's some big ones. He said, I gathered them things up. He said, I put them in my basket there, took it home. He said, I busted one of them open. He said, there wasn't nothing in it. Busted nothing open. There wasn't nothing in it. He said, I was looking at it. Squirrels ain't had it. He said, but I finally seen one of them. He said, it had a little bitty pinhole. He said, where something got in. And as he started talking to me, that's all that stuck to me was something got in. If we ain't careful, a lot of times, something will get in. You know, we don't intend on when we wake up in the mornings to do anything bad. We don't intend on having bad thoughts, or most people don't anyway. There's a lot of things that we don't intend on happening. But we get caught up in some things sometimes that we let something get in. And that something will get in there, and I wouldn't say it like this, that'll start eating on that goodie that you got on the inside of you. Now, the shell of it still might look all right, but there's something other going on in the inside of there because something got in there. Now, you take, I don't think it was in Judas's mind to start with whenever Christ chose him as a disciple to betray him. I don't think from the beginning, Steve, that he started putting this plan together. But they become a time whenever it said, and Satan came in. Now, we know what happened. When the walls of Jericho fell, Achan didn't go in there looking for a Babylonian garment and a wedge of gold and silver. But after he got in there, his eye caught something. And something got in. And I'm going to tell you this. There have been times in my life that things has got in. It ain't every day that I have had the joy of the Lord overflowing in me, because it couldn't happen. You might say, "What, you as a child of the King?" Yes, I am. But I could not enjoy what I had because I know what got in. We don't go through this life unaware of anything, of what's in here. You may not know what's in mine. You know what's in yours. But I had to go through life, I'm aware of what I know what's up here. And if I ain't careful, I can let it get down around this area. It ain't going to take it away, but it can clog up the mainstream of feeling it. David, the Bible said that it came a time of the battle of the kings. He didn't go to battle. He chose to stay at home. Not a venturing of anything, but just chose to stay at home. The Bible said he went out on his night roof fire, started looking out, seen Bathsheba down there in her own area where she was supposed to be, doing what she's supposed to do. And he inquired of her, seeing how beautiful she was. And even the person told him, "Is not this Bathsheba Uriah the Hittite's wife?" In other words, he knew what he was thinking. I'm just going to tell you. Sometimes we think people don't think or know what we're thinking, but sometimes we do. And a lot of times I don't, but sometimes you can just tell. But he gave him that fire warning. It's Uriah's wife. But he proceeded to go anyway. Something got in. Bible said, just like we all know the story, she sent back, said, "I've conceived." Well, the worm just got bigger. Now I got to do something about it. We know what all happened, and we know what, but the thing of it is, something got in. And we're not looking for it. I'll be honest with you. There was a fellow one time worked down there with us. He'd got born again. He worked with me and LC down there. And you know how the Bible speaks about if somebody smote you on the cheek, you turn the other cheek. Now, it ain't talking about walking around smacking people. But this fellow walks up to LC and he tells him, he said, he just got born again. He's feeling good about himself. He said, "See, the Bible says turn it so you smack me and I'll turn my other cheek." And LC said, "No, I ain't going to smack you right now because you're ready for it." See, there's some things we're ready for. He said, "But if you ain't ready for it and I smack you, it's going to flare up on you quick." So see, sometimes we think we can handle certain situations and we can't. We cannot handle anything within ourselves. And we know that, but we try it anyway sometimes. Sapphira and Ananias. Good intentions. We all have them. We all have them. There's noticing how that some folks were selling what they had and giving it to the church. I don't know if the church really asked them to do that, but they did it. But they went and told what they was going to do. "We're going to sell all this and we're going to give it to you." But when they started selling it, they made more than what they was really thinking what they could do. So this is where something got in. They conceived a plan. And you know when you conceive something other is born out of that. So they conceived this plan. "What we will do, we'll tell them we sold it for such and such, and we'll give them that. And then you come and you give them the other portion, that this and that. But I'm going to tell you, I don't care what we ever get in, the Spirit always knows. We think we just spring things up on God sometimes. He done already knows. As much as we know, I ain't going to ask you to raise your hand, because maybe I'm the only one that does, that still thinks sometimes that maybe he just didn't see that one. But he knows what got in. Now, this is the thing. It don't have to stay that way. It don't have to stay that way. I've gave this testimony of mine 100 times, and I'll probably give it 100 more times. Testimonies don't always start out in a good spot. But if you hang in there with the Lord and listen to Him and come to that place of repentance, that testimony becomes a good testimony, because it brings you out at a good spot. Years ago, when William was just a little bitty boy, got behind on a lot of things, just like we get over sin, get yourself in some fixes. So to get out of them fixes, Bruce says, not only I've got this one job, I'm going to get a second job. No time, I'll have all that caught up. Well, guess what? When you start working the first job and the second job, something's giving somewhere. And for some reason or another, I did the same thing that a lot of people does. Church is the first thing to go. See, I let something get in. And for 2 years, Steve, I was spinning my wheels. I'll be honest with you. Couldn't get up, couldn't go do nothing. And then when William turned 5, and this is why I know that God works through kids, and God will get you when you ain't expecting it, just like the devil will get you sometimes when you ain't expecting it. Driving down the road on a Saturday, 5-year-old boy just sitting there, to me, minding his own business. All of a sudden, God speaks through him. He says, "Daddy?" And I said, "Yes, son." He said, "Don't you know you're supposed to have me in Sunday school?" Guess what? That goodie on the inside wasn't too good. But after I made it home with tears in my eyes, and I got down to praying to God in a repentive state of mind, sealed that little wormhole up, that goodie started to come back. Now, he didn't fill it all the way up, because I wasn't done yet. Now, there's a lot of people don't believe in this, but I'm glad we do here. I wasn't totally back in until I come back home to Mother and made my acknowledgments to Mother for letting something get in. Because I'm going to tell you, that will eat you up. And nobody done it to me. I done it to me. Every time and everything that ever's happened in life, everything, the only thing I got to do is pick a mirror up and see the man that done it. Because you didn't ever put nothing in me. Y'all helped me through life. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. But you didn't do nothing to me. I allowed it to happen. And it was just about getting to the place where it was about to destroy that goodie on the inside. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I'm sure glad that God's a forgiver of a true, repentive heart. That broken heart, that contrite spirit that it takes to get back in the goods with Him. Now, like I said, He didn't snatch my salvation away from me. But I sure couldn't feel good about it. Because I'm going to tell you this. If you get so far gone and your witness is gone, you can't help nobody. And we're not on this earth down here just for us or for me. I need to have something of the good on the inside that I can share with somebody. If somebody cracks my shell, they need to see something in there that they could use and have. But it's when we let something in that it makes us... See, the Bible don't really tell us what happened to Legion. I've got my own kind of a theory, I'll be honest with you. I just don't think them demons jumped on him all of a sudden that one night and just said, oh, here we are, we got a place. I believe in his own way, just like I did. Working within himself, trying to do something other, getting far from God. He let something really get in. But he cried out and got it fixed. This don't be an empty pecan shell. If somebody cracks this open, let's have some goody that they can see. Because when you let something in, it's going to cost you. And it ain't no easy road back home. I appreciate being here this evening. Anybody got anything they'd like to say before we go further into service?